Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your drive host. Yeah, drive. Been on.
I did drive this week.
You did, Danny, but it's been me ever since that Tuesday. And it will be me tonight or today from 4 p.m. alongside Goffey. So make sure you make an appointment to listen. I think people say in the biz, in your diary. No one has diaries and no one has appointments to listen. Anyway, let's start with my show, Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. It was Jason Cundy. Alongside him was Jerry Groves. Of course, ex-Arsenal and I think it was at Colchester. What else did he do? Nothing of any interest. Anyway, it was Jerry and Jason on the Sports Bar, talking Manchester United, and it says here, possibly Wolves and possibly Rangers. My guess is it was definitely United, a little bit of Wolves because they kicked off later, and, well, let's find out, shall we?
A beautiful bit of play from Fernandes. Finds Igalo! Igalo! That's a belter! Oddie and Igalo gives Manchester United the lead. It was great play by Fernandes initially.
It was a training game. Yeah. But you're playing in front of, well, not in front, in an empty stadium. It's the Linzer Stadion. Normally it's got 21,000 like capacity. For Leicester to have any chance against Manchester United, they needed a full house, they needed it rocking, because you've played in pre-season games, Jay, and you've played in testimonial games, you've played in the end of season games, right? And you don't get the same nerves when there's nobody there. And I defy any, apart from Tyson Fury, he's probably one of the only sportsmen in the world I've never seen get nervous, to be fair, because he actually enjoys the occasion. But you always get, when
you
you're
need
playing,
it, don't you?
On a match day, you get the buzz when you get into the stadium, you get the feel of it as you go in there, you see the fans coming up to the stadium, you come out for warm-up, it's different, there'll be a few people dotted around, you know, the announcers, you see all the action on the screen when you're playing, and then when you run out, that noise hits you when you run out of tunnel, and then that's when you're a little nervous.
So basically, Lask, who are, let's be honest, no one expects Lask to go through, and even before this, but had they got a full crowd there, had they had that 20-odd thousand fans behind them, make an atmosphere, create a bit of noise, give them any night something to, maybe they got the first goal in the game, it, totally different.
Evening, gents. This is a statement from Arsenal that has recently been released saying that their manager, Mikel Arteta, has tested positive for coronavirus. The Premier League, of course, have said that fixtures will go ahead this weekend, so we don't know if this news will impact that just yet. Arsenal always say that their London Colney training base has now been closed. Arteta, of course, is going to go into self-isolation. But that's the latest news coming into us here on TalkSport. Mikel Arteta has tested positive for coronavirus.
Well, Alfie, thank you very much. And I said earlier at the top of the show, this is such a fast-moving story, and hour by hour, it seems like minute by minute now that this story continues to grow bigger and bigger. It was inevitable at some stage that football was going to be affected directly. We didn't think it was going to happen this soon. Well, I certainly didn't, but well, obviously we wish Mikel Arteta a speedy recovery, but incredible news there. I mean, I'll get your thoughts, Perry, as a former goon. I know you still work for the football club. It's shocking news.
It is. You know what? I thought that if a player tested positive for coronavirus, like the player has in for Juventus, then they'd call all the games off. Mm. I'll be very surprised. The Brighton Arsenal game probably isn't going to go ahead now. I wouldn't have thought on Saturday, which I was going to be at. Mm. I'll be amazed if the fixtures continue at the weekend, because if you think all of
is
the
it
people...
Not, is it not now...
But all the people that Arteta's come into contact with, from Saturday. West Ham. Mm. West Ham players.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, of course. It's endless. You can literally say, well, then it affects another two teams and then another two teams. And yes, so some, the breaking news in the last couple of minutes has just reached here as TalkSport. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has this evening tested positive for coronavirus. And as I said earlier, we wish him a speedy recovery. But the ongoing effect that that's going to have and the snowball effect this is going to have on football, is it not now time that we just decide now, before the weekend's games, that we stop? Hasn't the time come now for the Premier League to grab this by the throat and say we are not going to have Premier League games this weekend? It was just a couple of hours ago they released a statement saying every single game will go ahead. Well, clearly that's not going to happen now, and it can't happen now. As a football fan, surely the time has come for professional football, and right across the leagues, professional football now, to say that we cannot go on with this.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Obviously, as you just mentioned, the news about Mikel Arteta having coronavirus. We've also just had a statement from the Premier League. They're saying that they will have an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss future fixtures. No more information at this stage, but as you gentlemen have just been saying, clearly this could throw a bit of a spanner in the works with the Premier League's plans to have fixtures this weekend.
Alfie, thank you very much. No doubt we'll be seeing you again very, very shortly, the way this first hour has gone. Just to confirm that the Premier League are having an emergency meeting tomorrow morning. And I think it's inevitable now that the Premier League will have to suspend and postpone the league matches that are coming up for the foreseeable future.
It's a no-brainer, Jack. The first item on the agenda tomorrow, isn't it? So, right.
It's the only item, isn't it?
Well, but then they'll have to discuss what their plans are going forward. But the first one is, do we all agree that there's no fixtures this weekend?
I've got some more breaking news here. Arsenal's game has been called off against Brighton. It's not surprising. After Mikel Arteta has been confirmed, diagnosed with coronavirus, Arsenal's game against Brighton this weekend has been called off. Perry, your reaction?
We said straight away, there's no way it was going to go ahead.
No.
That'll be the domino effect.
Yes.
Because of what's going to happen in West Ham.
And we've
game.
Seen photographs of Mikel Arteta hugging
Moyes.
And shaking hands with David Moyes last weekend.
So he has come into contact with Mikel Arteta. So the government advice is if you've come into contact with somebody,
yes, you should
tested. And even if you aren't tested positive, you self-isolate. So David Moyes has come into contact with obviously all of his players and his coaching staff.
Yes.
So this is the domino effect. There's no other answer to their meeting, their emergency meeting tomorrow in the Premier League.
Yeah.
There's no other option than to call the games off at the weekend.
No, there's not.
It needs leadership. It needs a coherent plan. It needs somebody to step up to the plate and and get things sorted. But health comes first. And my goodness, have you not seen that with the players that have been infected and now Mikel Arteta infected as well. It's just not on. And, leadership just is not there. And I'm afraid not just football supporters, but the players and the support staff and the managers and all the rest of it are just being treated as a commodity without any recognition of health risks over sheer finance. And that's my opinion.
Well, you're absolutely not a brilliant guy. I mean, you're right. The health has to come over absolutely everything right now. And the most important thing is that football just doesn't come under that banner. And any sport doesn't come under that banner.
No, because life is more important by a long way. But the thing is, because this is... I don't think a lot of people, even the governing bodies, they've never had this sort of situation before.
Hopefully, this could be an idea as one way to resolve it.
Okay.
So whenever we go back, because it could be 2 months, could be 4 months, depending on when it actually peaks.
Yep.
But if you started back and you said you were going to start it as it is now, so it's literally paused and restarts, but you do double headers. So for you schedule in your games up till, if you go from, let's say, July to September, you schedule in your games, everyone carries on playing as they are now. But if you get a team, say, Arsenal versus Man City, it's a six-pointer. You know they're not getting relegated. So you have 3 points that are for this season, and then 3 points that go into next season's tally, and they don't play them again once you finish this season and it goes into next. So you've had a 3 points that cover this season, 3 points that cover next season. You've played that game for this season and that season. That would work all the way down the tiers. If you get someone like Leeds come up, they're going to start on 0 points, so they've got to play 38 games.
Right.
But by that time, Arsenal would have, let's say, 30 games to play,
right,
and they'd have the extra games against West Brom, Leeds, and, for example, Bristol City. So there would be a few more games to play over the season, but once you've got the, let's say there's 8 Premiership games to play out of the way, you have a break, you open a transfer window, they bring in all the players they want to bring in, and then you start again. What that does is it allows everyone to all settle down. If people have got contracts up till July, gentlemen's agreement, carry on playing up until the September break and then move on to their new team. And it just balances out. You've got everything covered. Everyone carries on playing.
Dino,
everyone plays games.
Dino, get yourself on the
panel tomorrow.
Premier League,
we need you
website.
In the meeting tomorrow.
Get yourself down at the meeting. Just get yourself get a shirt and tie. Okay, get yourself down there. Just don't take no for an answer. Get yourself on the top table and tell them what you told us. Because I've got to say, you lost me a little bit,
what?
Dino.
Dino, you had me at double headers, right? Then the split, the 30 and the 38.
Look, there's method in Dino's madness. I said, there is no bad ideas on this show tonight.
Our brains are exploding trying to get out. Like, your brain must have exploded as she's working.
But you clearly
out.
Thought about it, though, Dino. Yes. Send it in. Email the Premier League and put that to them.
Time now to hear from the Romford Pele. Of course, he was at Cheltenham alongside big Alan Brazil. And he was talking about Jurgen Klopp criticising Simeone's winning style.
A little bit surprised that he might have just had a go at how they play. How do they think they're going to play? They're not going to come out open football at Anfield when you've got a 1-0 lead. You've got to sit off a little bit, haven't you?
Well, it's difficult.
What do you expect them to do?
We all expected Atletico to play that way, didn't we?
But Liverpool had so many chances.
I know, but I think what Jurgen's saying is with the quality in the squad, he's basically saying, I would not play, if I was manager of Atletico, I wouldn't play that style.
Well, they've got through, though. That's the big question, Mark.
Well, he said that as well, to be fair.
Some people will set up their teams differently in different situations. Maybe at home, there's a little bit more expansive. They went forward a little bit more. Away from home, you know, Diego Simeone's always set his teams up like that.
Yeah.
Hard to beat. Get everyone behind the ball. I know they've got good quality as well, but they got the job done. But Liverpool should have gone through, I mean, with the chances they had.
Now, from 7 p.m. last night, Hugh Woozencroft was in the hot seat alongside Liverpool fan Darren Lewis, journalist, of course, Darren Lewis, who you may or may not be aware, blocked me on not social media, on my own texting feed with him. After the Liverpool game, I texted him no more than 17 laughing GIFs, and he blocked me. Anyway, it was Darren Lewis, brackets, bitter man, and Gabby Agbodnahor on the show.
Over the course of my career, the media sort of, I'd say, picked on me. I think I think it might have been 2016 there were 3 stories in 3 days. And I remember getting texts of people saying, I've just drove past the local paper store and you're on it again. Then the next day, on it again. And some of the stuff was like private stuff as well. It wasn't stuff that maybe I'd done that I shouldn't have done. It was like personal, private stuff. And it was just, come to the stage where it was like, this is half bullying. You know, it's like 3 days in a row to be on the front page of a paper and there's that many bigger things than me going on in the world at that time. I felt that, I was victimised. I've been retired a year and a half and I've done an interview for at a Celtic Park for at a charity game, and then the guy asked me, would you love to play for Celtic? And obviously I said yeah, because they're a massive club. Next minute, the story is Gabby wants to go Celtic. And what does the Birmingham Mail do? The reporter who worked for them, who I've never got on with, Matt Kendrick, he creates a massive story saying these are the reasons why Celtic should keep away from Gabby. You know, like, I've left Villa, you can't still let it go. You still... I might be, like, 50 years old, you'll probably bring out a story. This is why Gabby shouldn't be manager of a... Do you know what I mean? A team. So it's just, I think, a bit of bitterness as well from some reporters. Just let it go. Let it go, Matt.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Now, I've got an email here from, there's no name on it, and it says, Dear Andy, loving the podcast as always, just wondering if you can give me more information on Sockley Park, the glove puppet owned by Andy Jacobs. Let me just fold this one, I'll do it later. Just fold that in the Well, in the bin, really. This is Hawksby and Jacobs doing what they do best from Cheltenham.
Good afternoon, Andy.
Yeah, good afternoon, Paul. And I had such a poor day punting yesterday. I've decided I'm not listening to any experts whatsoever. It's Omen Day here on the show. And I'm letting Sockley pick my horses for today. So here he goes.
Sockley's doing the
Sockley's
first
horse. Hovering over it. And he's going with Melon.
Melon's got a chance.
Melon. So Sockley's gone with Melon. Well done,
Andy. Is holding. He's got Sockley Park, his puppet pal, wearing tweeds. And Sockley's holding a pen, and he is doing the old pin stickers.
That's right, yeah, absolutely.
So you're on Melon, yeah?
Honestly, yes, they were so desperate. John and I, we decided to turn to the 4:46 dog race at Bellevue in Manchester.
Yeah.
And blow me, we had a winner. Burning Rubber came in.
So I thought it was a bit vulgar that you went off course while racing was... I mean, somebody said to me yesterday, said, I'm having no joy here. He said, what we need now is a little dirty race at Sedgefield. Because it is seen as bad form,
honestly,
isn't it? There you are.
I mean, we've got so desperate that we decided... we're sitting at table 19 at breakfast. That's our form guy. We're lumping on horse 19 in
we're
the
not
race.
Please gamble responsibly. We're not lumping on anything. We will tell you though, in the second race this afternoon, if your team, if there's any Villa fans or Norwich fans or others maybe feel that they're in jeopardy, or any in any division feel like they're in jeopardy, there's a horse called Relegate that has a chance.
Oh good.
So if you want to take the edge off things not going particularly well for your club and maybe winning a few quid on Relegate, that may be one that Paddy Power tips up in a few moments' time. We'll be catching up with him shortly.
Now, of course, very much the coronavirus is very much on people's minds. And of course, racing may well be in doubt for tomorrow. We're going to find out later. But there have been some strange hand-washing situations here. And you saw yesterday a woman gelling her hands while still
wearing
gloves.
It was actually a picture, to be fair, to the Telegraph's photographer.
She was wearing
leather gloves. And she was using the hand gel over the gloves. That's what you call belt and braces, isn't it?
That really is,
that's
honestly
fantastic.
But it's pointless. You wash, it's not pointless because you've got to do it, but you wash your hands here at Cheltenham. And as soon as you come out the toilet, somebody shakes your hand. So then you have to go back in the loo again and do it again. So it's quite a
constant battle, isn't it?
I don't know if Gordon Davis is here today, but...
the former Man City, Wales and Fulham frontman.
And pest controller, more
importantly. Went into the world of pest control. I think he sold the business.
I'm wearing this jacket today and I've discovered the moth's got to it.
Oh, the moth's got to it.
Now look at it, it's all moth-eaten. I didn't even realise when I put it on. I
mean, it gives it character, though.
Oh, very much so,
He looked
fantastic.
It's a good look.
And a very good incident last night. When I say very good, it was actually quite depressing for me. We were in a restaurant, and as we're leaving, we paid the bill as we're leaving, I get out, and this bloke at the next table calls me over and he says, excuse me, he said, I've been looking at you three.
He was trying to work out the dynamic of the three of us eating, me, you and the producer.
He said, I'm wondering, are you grandfather, father and son?
Oh, what a joy was.
Thanks very much, mate.
That was
mate.
Fantastic.
That's really tremendous.
Good old boy. granddad Jacob.
Honestly.
And John's our son now.
Yeah, I know, well, he is. He is like our son.
Yeah, but that was... did you like that, Andy? Did you take that well?
Oh, I took it very well. No, I didn't, actually. Yeah. I absolutely
we should say,
hammered him.
We didn't get a freebie. We paid for it, but we give a mention to...
it was lovely.
Went to this restaurant called The Coconut Tree, recommended...
Yeah, very nice.
...by someone who lives in the city, in the town, and it was sensational, wasn't it?
Sensational.
Sri Lankan street food.
Very nice.
Sensational. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and I think there were listeners, the guys there. So, thank you very much and have a great afternoon.
I have actually had a word with the clerk of the course here because I'm bringing in a new rule for next year.
Yeah.
Anyone who wears shoes without socks should be banned from the course for life.
Well, Gold Cup Day is very much shoes without socks.
I'm not happy about it at all. It's really quite poor. And Admiral Wristband, the man on the door here, he's very, very diligent. He won't let you in without a wristband. But he struck again yesterday when John popped out for 2 minutes. And when he came back, he'd forgotten him. So he had absolutely no facial recognition.
We've decided we're going to buy a racehorse, me, you and the producer. If the lottery comes up or something, they've got the sales. They've got sales tonight in the parade ring.
Or Melon comes in the first race.
Melon and Sockley are one in. So Sockley can be in on it.
Yeah.
And we'll buy a horse called Captain Wristband.
Why not?
And we'll be back at Cheltenham as owners.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.